and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM dial.
Is Mark Zuckerberg a ghost? Maybe, maybe. Where are his hands? And why don't you ever see them in public? And what does he do with all that sand? He collects and writes. I think I read that somewhere.
Hey, you're listening to Dungan's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And we just heard some brand new Napis, channeling Lou Reed, am I right, Andy? No, they got better on this album, I think. From their forthcoming record, Snapshot of a Beginner, that was the song Mark Zuckerberg. They're going to be in town March 20th, opening for Destroyer. And that's their only Vancouver date. They've got a tour starting right after, but it starts in Victoria a couple days later. So if you want to see Napis, and I recommend that you do, head on over to the Vogue to see Destroyer. 2 for 1. Pretty good deal. In today's show, it's all CanCon. It's a SoCan show, so I'm going to help people get paid. And so we're going to play all CanCon. And bit of a preview of the Shindig finale that's happening on Friday. And lots of other good stuff. We're going to start off with another brand new song. This came out this week. It's from Bashia Bulat's new record. It's called Are You In Love? And this is the song Your Girl. Here we go. Brand new Bashia Bulat.
Yeah, you lay down your girl. Thank you.
All right, that was Be Afraid from their record from a couple years ago, One More Year. We're all hoping just to make it one more year, am I right? And that was the song Pier. Before that, we heard What from their forthcoming record Now. It's coming out on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and they're going to be performing at the CITR Fun Drive finale and releasing it at the finale at Redgate on Valentine's Day. How lovely. And at the top, we heard Basha Bulette from her new record, Are You In Love? It's entitled Your Girl. All right. Do you want to talk at all? I was going to say Be Afraid has made it to the finale, final round of Shindig. So there's been 4 weeks, 16 bands, and now the final four. So it's going to be, let's see, who is it? K-Car, Be Afraid, Aid Wolf and the Tribe, and Babe Corner, all competing this Friday at Redgate. So let's give a listen to Babe Corner. This is the song Alone at the Party. If you show up to the finale on Friday, you will not be alone at the party because you'll be there with all your CITR friends. Here we go.
Took so long. It's the Shindig 2020 Finals. CITR's 16-band Blood Sport Elimination Challenge is coming to a dramatic close on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. The four surviving bands are going head-to-head in one final night of a no-holds-barred musical knockout. Come down to Redgate this Friday to catch it all go down. Doors are at 8 p.m., $10 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Yeah! You win!
Ah, nature. Sustainability is so important to preserving this for the future. If only there was a place I could learn more about it, contribute to environmentally conscious projects, and develop my leadership skills with like-minded people.
Oh wait, there is! Come and join UBC's Sustainability Ambassadors Program, open to all undergraduate and graduate students at UBC. Contribute your time and gain valuable work experience in sustainability. Apply online at sustain.ubc.ca/ambassadors before February 10th.
All right, that was Toronto's Rapport. They put out a record last year on Arbutus Records called In the Dark, an EP, and that was the song Unconscious. Before that, we heard Sigh from their great cassette Images. That was the title track. And at the top, we heard Babe Corner with their song Alone at the Party. And they are going to be part of the Shindig finale tomorrow night at Redgate. Make sure to check it out. It's going to be great. Get your jokes ready. Austra from Toronto has been quiet for a couple of years, but she is back. She has a new single out. It's called Risk It. Let's give a listen to new Austra. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Apollo Ghosts from their new-ish cassette. Came out earlier, or halfway through last year, called Living Memory. And that was the song Mountain Under the House. Before that, we heard Gal Grayson from the fantastic record Fantasy Gardens. That was the song Grass Mask. And at the top, a brand new single from Ostra from Toronto. That was the song Risk It. And I can only assume there'll be more music coming from Ostra soon. I'm going to switch to a Mint Records set. So Lié is going to be putting out a record real soon. It's called You Want It Real. They've also just signed Wares from Edmonton, I believe, which is very good news. And they put out some great records last year as well, Woolworm, Dumb, and Necking, and more. And so let's give a listen to a new song from Lié. This is the song Digging in the Desert.
If there's ever any reason for don't need you to be mine. Just to know that you exist is enough to know. Hold the bow.
Right, that was a little bit of the next song, which I'm still getting used to. I'm playing all of my songs off of a laptop now rather than a CD, and it's a little trickier. Anyways, I'll figure it out. And that's also why the levels have been all weird this show. Sorry, my apologies. That was Dumb from their album Club Nights. That was the song Submission. Before that, we heard Woolworm from their album Awe. That was the song Hold the Bow. Yeah. And then Lie with You Want It Real. That was the song Digging in the Desert. There's also a great new video that Lie have put up for the song Drowning in Piss. And you can check that out on the internet. Stork just recently put out their second record entitled Two. And they're going to be playing a couple shows in town. They've just announced a show on March 1st the Astoria, and then they're also playing on New Year's Day. Valentine's Day. Can't quite tell where that show is, but if you're a fan of Stork, look online. You can figure it out where it is, and they're very fun to watch live. So let's give a listen to their song. This is Me and My Bowflex. This is Stork.
FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Right, that was Nice Apple from their record entitled This Time Nice Apple Are Autocathecting. That was the song Are You Still There? Before that, we heard Puzzlehead from their record Big Sniff. That was the song Cruisin' for a Bruisin'. And at the top, we heard Stork from Two. That was the song Me and My Bowflex. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already heard, there's a fun drive coming up. It's going to start next week. And so please, if you have any ability to support CITR financially, we would love to hear about it. Love to get your support. So there'll be all sorts of, you'll hear lots of details over the next while But look out for that. And in the meantime, Shindig finale tomorrow night. Check that out. Lots of good stuff happening. Going to close with my pal, Chris Horrific. He put out a record last year called Treats. We're going to hear the song I Found My New Name. This is Chris Horrific, and that was the Dunkin' Donuts Show. I'll see you next week.
Attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it. I was never her. I needed something that was simple and didn't attract attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with.